Meditative reflection. Consider this. 1. Ignorance leads to exaggerating beauty, ugliness, and other qualities. 2. Exaggeration of these qualities leads to lust, hatred, jealousy, belligerence, and so on. 3. These destructive emotions lead to actions contaminated by misperception. 4. These actions, or karma, lead to powerless birth and rebirth in cyclic existence and repeated entanglement in trouble. 5. Removing ignorance undermines our exaggeration of positive and negative qualities. This undercuts lust, hatred, jealousy, belligerence, and so on, putting an end to actions contaminated by misperception, thereby ceasing powerless birth and rebirth in cyclic existence. 6. Insight is the way out. Part 2. How to Undermine Ignorance. Chapter 4. Feeling the Impact of Interrelatedness. A 6-inch line is short relative to an 8-inch line. An 8-inch line is short relative to a 10-inch line. A Tibetan saying. If the mistaken view that people and things exist independently is the cause of all other counterproductive views and emotions, then one of the principal means of overcoming this mistaken outlook is to reflect on the fact that all phenomena arise dependently. As Nagarjuna's precious garland of advice says, when there is long, there has to be short. They do not exist through their own nature. This relativity is why Buddhists say that all phenomena are dependent arising rather than independent arising. Through reflecting on dependent arising, you will lose the belief that things exist in and of themselves. Nagarjuna says, the apprehension of inherent existence is the cause of all unhealthy views. Afflictive emotions are not produced without this error. Therefore, when emptiness is thoroughly known, unhealthy views and afflictive emotions are thoroughly purified. Through what is emptiness known? It is known through seeing dependent arising. Buddha, the supreme knower of reality, said, what is dependently produced is not inherently produced.